Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milani.
The month of June is Men's Health Month, and today we're focusing on diabetes and South African men. Joining me on the line is Dr. Elmo Pretorius, who's a specialist physician and endocrinologist. Elmo, very good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
When we speak of diabetes, generally, we know how prevalent it is in South Africa, given the socioeconomic status of the majority of people in this country. Unfortunately, diabetes will become a reality. I must confess, Elmo, I've often thought of diabetes in women. I've never thought diabetes in men.
No, certainly men are much more prone to diabetes than women because men tend to have more the poop that is associated with diabetes. Women are kind of protected, from diabetes in a sense. But, you know, men tend to get diabetes at an earlier age than women. We're currently looking at about 1 in 9 men in South Africa will have diabetes or develop diabetes in their lifetimes. And I think the scary statistic in South Africa is that half of them, those men, don't even know they have diabetes. And if we are going to looking at socioeconomic circumstances, it's projected that in the next 20 years worldwide, the biggest increase in diabetes is going to be in sub-Saharan Africa.
When you say a boop, one thinks of the beer belly, and many of our South African men carry that belly with pride. Mm. You are saying we shouldn't.
Yes, so it's all that fat around the tissue in your guts and so forth, and it secretes all kinds of hormones and messengers that signals to your liver that, you know, there's a problem with storing food here. You need to do something about it, and what the liver does, it makes you insulin resistant. So the insulin that's there to protect you against the effects of high glucose, you become resistant to that insulin, and your glucose goes up, then you develop diabetes.
Can you undevelop diabetes, if that makes sense?
Yeah, no, certainly. If you catch diabetes early, in the early stages, you know, before you've put so much pressure on your pancreas, so it's the pancreas that produces the insulin. So eventually, you know, if diabetes goes untreated, you eventually burn out your pancreas, and, you know, then the pancreas won't function anymore. But in the early stages of diabetes, you know, if you address the lifestyle factors, if you lose the weight, you make some space for your pancreas to breathe, I almost want to say, you can reverse the effects of diabetes, yes.
And it is important to note that, once again, the earlier you catch it, obviously, the better. But sometimes it is as easy as changing your lifestyle. It does take some time before Dr. Pretorius needs to come in and starts putting in place medical interventions.
Yeah, man, I think lifestyle changes with diabetes is essential. I always tell my patients, you know, are we going to manage your disease, treat your disease, or we're just going to damage control your lifestyle? And I would always go for lifestyle. You know, I don't think the drugs are there to help. The drugs are not there to fix the diabetes. The fix that people need with the diabetes is lifestyle changes. I'm talking type 2 diabetes. You know, I think it's a different story if we talk about the diabetes children get, what we call type 1 diabetes. But I'm talking, you know, garden variety type 2 diabetes that we see in adults.
1 in 9 men, you said, in South Africa have diabetes. If I have not been to the doctor recently because I think I have a clean health of bill, a bill of health rather, what are the symptoms that I'm looking out for? So I've just taken a shower, look at myself, we've spoken about the beer belly and the round fat around the abdomen area. What else am I looking out for that might give me cause to go and visit at the very least a healthcare professional?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the message I would convey, is that by the time you actually notice symptoms of diabetes, it's almost too late. It means that you've got advanced disease. Diabetes is largely a silent disease. And unfortunately, most of the time, we only diagnose diabetes once people start presenting with the problems, the permanent consequences of diabetes, like eyesight problems, kidney problems, heart attacks. It was something we saw in COVID-19, is that people did not know they have diabetes, came in with COVID-19. It was a healthcare contact. You know, they don't usually visit the doctor. And, oh, by the way, you've got advanced diabetes. But, you know, if you are going to be looking for symptoms, you know, you might just generally feel tired and lethargic, an increased thirst and having to go to urinate often, you might notice some changes in your vision, sort of blurry vision. And then, you know, if it's really severe, you might even notice that you're losing weight very, very rapidly. But, you know, usually that is, as I said, that your disease is fairly advanced once you start showing some symptoms.
That's important. Elmo, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Dr. Elmo Pretorius is a specialist physician and endocrinologist. 1 in 9 men in South Africa have diabetes.